States of Mandalay, which is Myanmar's second biggest city on Thursday, to reject last month's military coup. The protests came a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what a United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of February. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy, or NLD, party. The military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. Thailand's military on Thursday said it was not behind a network of Facebook accounts that the social media giant took down on the grounds they were using deceptive behavior to influence public debate, marking the first time it had taken down Thai accounts alleged to be linked to the government. Facebook said it had removed a Thailand-based network that included 77 accounts, 72 pages, and 18 groups on Facebook, and 18 accounts on Instagram, citing coordinated, inauthentic behavior. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday that the latest problems surrounding Brexit and Northern Ireland could be solved with goodwill and common sense. The EU promised legal action this week after the British government unilaterally extended a grace period for checks on food imports to Northern Ireland, a move Brussels said violated terms of Britain's divorce deal. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin debating President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief.